exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Number three is that Saul was a person, when he does something, he does it 100%. If he believed in something, even though it was wrong, he'd go all the way, and the words there is beyond, more. In other words, he was not an average person. You know, some people just want to be Mr. and Mrs. Average. The Bible tells us that unless you're cold or hot, God, if you're lukewarm, God will spew you out of his mouth. There's no place for lukewarmness in the kingdom of God. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 3, God will spew lukewarmness out of his mouth. Jesus will reject us in the last days. It is important that we're either hot or cold. You say, why does he mention even cold? At least mention hot. Because the principle behind it is you're either 100% or 0%. There's no in between. These are not just the writings of Paul. Didn't Jesus himself say that unless you serve God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you can't be his disciples. Unless you love him above all else. These are Jesus' own words. We sing about Jesus. We talk about Jesus. We, you know, converse about Jesus. But we must understand this Jesus is the Jesus who wants to be a Lord. And so Paul was someone who understands that principle. And he doesn't want to be Mr. Average. Paul is not someone who wants to be Mr. Average. He doesn't want someone to be somebody who just get by. He wants to be the best. When he was studying with all the other people, and remember, he was studied under the best. I believe the mother must have put all me under the best teacher at that time, Gamaliel, one of the best Jewish teachers of his days. Because he wanted the son to serve God. And Paul didn't just study. He wanted to go better than the best, if you can. And he advanced more. He went beyond. And there's something to say about people who will take the second mile, who will go beyond in order to reach the point where God wants them to. So these are the background behind Paul. That is why when he thought that the Christians were the devil, he went all the way. He didn't stop at just one place. He went all the way. Everything he does, he went all the way. And God knew that if he understood about him and turned him around, he will go all the way for God. That is his personality. There is no compromise. It's either all of God or none of God. God seems to love that in people. Jesus says he doesn't like lukewarmness. It's either all the way or not all the way. Jesus says he spewed. And he's talking about Christians. He spewed him out of the mouth. Either you're hot or cold. He says he doesn't want lukewarmness. That's Jesus. So there's something to say that these are the things that we don't like about Saul, but these are things we find in his life that God seems to deem valuable. So we have the main confrontation. In the book of, let's read something about what Paul said about himself. He admit to what who he was. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 13. And it also gives you a clue as to why God was dealing in his life in verse 13. It says, 1 Timothy 1, verse 13. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, an insolent man, but I obtained mercy. Because, he gives a reason, I did it ignorantly in unbelief. He plead. He was actually ignorant. If he knew all of who Jesus was, he would not have done what he did. And that's why God worked in his life. And those 3 points cover him. He thought he was doing it for God. He was dedicated from the womb to serve God. And he was keeping to serving God as far as he knew how. He was serving God as far as he knew how, although it came out the completely wrong way. And you know, number 3, when he does something, he does it with all his heart. And so the whole thing that covered him was, he didn't know. He just didn't know. He was ignorant. He had no chance to hear all of Jesus. In his ignorance, he says he received the mercy of God. Now, at the point when he received the mercy of God in the book of Acts, let's look back at the book of Acts, chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, we'll give some dates here, was about the year AD 35. It's about the year AD 35. Some years have passed since Jesus' death and resurrection. And when Jesus confronted Paul, in Acts 9, you're given what I call the short version. The short version is given in Acts 9, verse 4 to 6. Where you have Jesus only making 3 statements. He says in verse 4 to 6, he fell to the ground, heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He says, who are you, Lord? Lord says, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goats. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise, go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. So in this, what I call short version, you see Jesus only speaking 3 sentences. But when you cross-reference to Paul's testimony, you realize that when he was on either his horse or donkey or something like that, and he was going forth, and then Jesus comes, the light comes, Paul fell down, boom, to the ground. And while he was on the ground, he heard these voices speaking to him. He saw this bright light. What about the others who were with Saul? Let's look at the surrounding people. So he was on the ground, the white light was flashing. What about the people around? The Bible tells you here, in verse 7, the man who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. So, press the rewind. Paul was going, dung, 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 and then he goes, the white light, that is. Paul fell down, boom. All the people around were astonished. Something knocked Paul off his donkey. Could have been a horse, but for the time being, his donkey. And they were saying, the Bible says that they, hearing a voice, seeing no one. So they heard something. What did they hear? They heard something. In Paul's testimony, he gives a longer version. Acts 26 is a longer version. So in the longer version, it says in verse 14, verse 13. This is a longer version. It says, at midday, Acts 26 verse 13, at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun. It was 12 noon, and yet it was something brighter than the sun. shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And here he gives a bit more clue in verse 14. When we all had fallen to the ground. Now here gives a bit better picture. So you go. Press rewind. It goes. Ding, 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 ding. And here comes the white light. And this time everybody. Pung, 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 pung. Boom. Everybody fell to the ground. The longer version. Everybody fell to the ground. Shoom. Something hit them. When we were all fallen to the ground, he says. Now, Paul continued to talk about what he heard. In chapter 22 of Acts, here's another version, same testimony in verse 6. Are you there in Acts chapter 22, verse 6? It happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus, at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice. And here he talks about the voice. And then verse 9, he describes about those around him. Verse 9, those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. Now, when you put all the three versions together, Acts 9 says they heard a voice. Acts 22 says they did not hear the voice of him speaking to me. Acts 26 says they all fell down. Boom. So what actually happened? As press the rewind, tick, sound effect, ding, 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 on their donkeys or horses, here comes a white light. They all fell to the ground. Boom. Saul heard the voice. The others in Acts 9, they say they hear a voice. But in Acts 22, they say they did not hear his voice. And the Greek in Acts 9 use a expression that means they heard some sounds. When you put it together, those who were on the floor with Saul just heard some sounds. Or something like that. Something talking. Remember when the voice came for Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased," just before he went to the cross, when Jesus was praying? Some said an angel spoke to him. Some said it thundered. Because they heard something, but they couldn't distinguish what was spoken. The same way all those around, they saw the light. They all fell to the ground. They heard some sounds, but they couldn't distinguish the conversation. So Saul was on the ground, and the long version in Acts 26, the long version, Jesus spoke more than three sentences. In Acts 26, Paul says in verse 14, when we were all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me saying in a Hebrew language, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats." So I say, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Now here are the other sentences not recorded in Acts 9. It says, "Rise, stand on your feet. For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith.